We're live at EXT with Birds of Chicago. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you so much for having us.
You guys have the EP American Flowers out.
Yep.
And very shortly, a full-length album coming, too.
Yep.
And from what I understand, it's going to sound a little different than American Flowers.
Quite different.
Yeah, we saw them as kind of companion pieces. Well, we recorded Love and Wartime, the full-length first. It's a little more of a full-on rock and roll suite of songs, and I mean, it's got some quiet moments, but it definitely has a bigger arc to it. You know, that came in context of after our previous record, Real Midnight, which felt a little more, a touch somber and reflective and spacious and melancholy for a whole bunch of reasons. I think we just really wanted to rock out a bit. That's how Love and Wartime came about. But at the same time, we had just a little group of songs that definitely didn't feel at home on Love and Wartime. They're a little woodsier, but they felt like they belonged together on something. So we had just moved to Nashville, and we kind of threw ourselves our own Welcome to Nashville party by recording the EP, American Flowers. And we recorded it at Steve Dawson, who also plays lead guitar with us, his studio called The Hen House in Nashville. And we had some friends come in, and we just made it sort of a day of it and let the tape run and came out with that EP.
So we're live at EXT. Birds of Chicago are here. Their EP out now called American Flowers. They'll have a new album called Love and Wartime, a little more rockin' sound.
Mm-hmm.
Before we have you guys play a couple songs, tell me, how did you guys start out as the two of you playing music together?
We had respective bands that we were part of. I had a band up in Canada called Po Girl, and JT had a band down in Chicago called JT in the Clouds, and we were mutual admirers. And Po Girl started covering a song that JT wrote called Till It's Gone, and that kind of opened the door to us collaborating some. And we started trading shows back and forth across the border and finding more and more excuses to play together. JT came in open solo for Po Girl when we did a big CD release tour kind of across North America and around Europe. That's when we started really, really singing together and realizing that there was a pretty special connection in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I guess, 2012 when we finally decided it was time to carve out a space for a project together officially. And at first we were just calling ourselves JT Nero and Allison Russell, and our first record was going to be called Birds of Chicago. And our friend Peter Mulvey was like, that should be your band name. Stop calling yourselves JT Nero and Allison Russell. It's not that catchy.
But yeah, it was a long process. We've been doing things together for a while. And Po Girl, Allie's band, was, you know, a very beloved international band. My band, JT in the Clouds, I think history will show, is sort of criminally underappreciated in its time.
You're my favorite band.
But they were, I mean, touring, gosh, what, 250?
More. We were crazy. We were on the road at one point 320 days out of the year.
But that was where I got my first taste of touring, was opening. Caught the bug, and you know, that was one of the things that
I corrupted you.
Yeah, we made it. I realized that there's actually a relatively small sector of people for whom, you know, being gone that much is not completely absurd. We share that, you know, that gene.
I was gonna say, because you guys tour quite a bit too.
We've got a little girl now, so and she's a veteran road dog at mm-hmm. four, but it's going to be interesting in the next few years as we negotiate school. And
Well, she's just started a few days a week at a little, you know, early childhood program in Nashville. And she came on the road with us, and they're very flexible about musician families there. It's lovely. But she came on the road with us last week and said for the first time, I like school better than tour. Like, okay. We're
so
entering a new era.
We grounded her for the first time for that.
We took note, you know. So you might be tailoring tours in a few years down the line a bit more around the school schedule, but we'll see.
We tried to suppress her. Like, she has this like desire to learn overwhelming, and it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to do anything about it.
We support it fully.
We're going to stop fighting.
We're live at EXT. We've got Birds of Chicago here. You guys want to say anything about Hold Steady, Rock Slow?
Sure. It was, you know, it was a song that I wrote with a good friend of mine when we were very young, like 9, 10, 11. He was just one of those guys that even at a very young age seemed very self-possessed, and he was good at everything, and you know, he was the fastest kid on our block, but he was also the best drawer and the best, but somehow he was also very, very kind, and I was very uncomfortable in my skin at that age, and he let me keep close to him, and I tried to, you know, just catch as much of his vibe as I could, and he had a rough go of it a little bit later on. He had a psychotic break when he was 15 and kind of lost himself and entirely, and then ended up passing away when he was 23 or so. But he pops up in my mind all the time, and it, you know, just made me kind of reflective, you know, on how, you know, our time is so short, and you never know who is going to kind of influence the way you walk through the world. You know, he's my buddy for just 2 years when we were 9, 10, like, you know, and he's there with me all the time. So, and he was popping up more than usual recently, so I figured he needed to find his way into a song. So his name is Nativedon Scott.
We're live at EXT, Birds of Chicago.
When I'm wild with fear, anger, and pain, your voice, it comes to me. Hold, hold steady, rock slow. Through the winters, yeah, through the summers, I've lost friends, lost teachers, lovers, they're gone, 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 but you won't go. What a day,
what a day,
what a time,
what a time,
what a love, cold night. You gotta hold, hold steady, rock slow. Than we were, you know. Somebody's cousin was waving a pistol with. You stepped up, him in his mouth. You said, "Go on, put that toy back in his cereal box." You had a mother on the street, father inside. Uncle was a vet, and yeah, something wasn't right with him. I caught him looking at me from across the room, and it shivered my spine. Yeah, but you had a string, you had a compass, you weren't scared of nobody, yeah, you took all comers, and the kids that were weaker than you, well, you treated them kind. What a day,
what a day,
what a time,
what a time,
what a love, cold night. You gotta hold, hold steady, rock slow. Lost your mind, but it was more like something ate it out from the inside. And you walked through the streets like a ghost with hollowed-out eyes. Kids see you coming, they cross the street. Mothers all told them not to speak to you, and you didn't recognize your own friends, yeah, when some of them tried. You were 11 and I was 10. You know, I learned everything that I need to know then from you. To this day, man, I'm still trying to be like you in my mind. What a day,
what a day,
what a time,
what a time.
on, and we're going home. Here come the street lights on, and we're going home. Here come the street lights on, and we're going home. Here come the street lights on, and we're going home. Here come the street lights on, and we're going home. Here come the street lights on, and we're going home.
This is JT Nero.
And Allie Russell from Birds of Chicago. You've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Live at EXT with Birds of Chicago. There's All Right, All Right. Their new EP called American Flowers, a new album on the way called Love in Wartime.
And I should say Love and Wartime. We should say Love and Wartime was co-produced by a dear friend of ours, a brilliant musician named Luther Dickinson. So JT and that was JT and Luther's first co-production.
I'm saying, how did you guys get hooked up together?
Hopefully not the last. You know, it was because of the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago actually put us together. They just said out of the blue, hey, do you want to share a show with Luther Dickinson? And he was touring around with the Cooperators, which was Sharday Thomas on fife and drums and Amy Levere on upright bass and singing with him. And we said, of course. The show was great. We had so much fun and our bands loved each other. And then he invited us out to North Mississippi to do a recording at his dad's studio. It was a Songbird project and we got to sing with Amy Helm as well there and met her. And she's become a dear friend. So all of these wonderful connections were made. And I think it's been sort of shelved, hasn't it, that project, as far as we know. Or we don't know.
Who knows?
We don't know if it will ever come out, I guess. But we
hopefully
got to
it
meet.
Will.
I hope so. Yeah, we got to meet all those wonderful folks, and that the friendships have continued on past that project. So
very sweet. Yeah. Very sweet. You're on the verge of releasing the full length record. Do you ever stop writing songs though?
Nope.
You're still writing songs for what may be another project somewhere down the road.
Oh yeah. No, we're always writing.
Yeah, I mean, I think from a professional standpoint, it's always great to have to sort of stay a couple projects ahead of yourself, but we don't necessarily need to think of it that way, just because I think that's just how we wrestle with the world. So
the songs write end songs. Up
you know, that's a way our way of processing and filtering, and kind of, you know, sometimes they're your way of climbing back into the world, and sometimes they're your protective armor from the world, you know, like they get ridden because they need to get ridden for us to just to function.
I feel like the songs sort of dictate the project rather than the other way around a lot of the time. I mean, there are exceptions to that. JT just recently produced a record for an amazing singer-writer named Raina Rose, and he ended up doing some very specific writing with her for that project. And so there, you know, sometimes there are really structured things like that, but other times you're just, as JT says, just writing to process the world. That's kind of that's our form of expression and solace and compulsion.
Birds of Chicago here live at EXT. We're going to have you play the song American Flowers now, right? The teen living programs in South Side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. You guys are helping them out a bit.
Yeah. Well, we just wanted to have proceeds from that song and the EP go toward something positive, you know, and they are in our neighborhood and they're doing great work in Chicago with youth who are at risk and homeless and changing trajectories, you know, and helping people find their paths and change the script from what could be a really sad story to something really positive. So we are just very, very grateful for what they're doing. It makes, you know, little ripples make big waves, I think, eventually. Mm-hmm. So we're doing our little bit to help with that.
And you hear a lot of negative coming out of the South and West side of Chicago, but it's, you know, that's what makes the news. But there's so many people, you know, in those communities and, you know, kind of fighting the good fight and who put so much of their time and energy back into the community. So.
And is that sort of what this song is about too?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, it started out with just kind of a basic impulse to catch people in moments of goodness or frailty or vulnerability and still goodness. We're very blessed in our job to kind of go from state to state, to province to province, and
you know, country.
I feel like we're lucky to see kind of people acting at a base level of kindness day in and day out, and that is something that is just easily lost. The way that in our culture, with the way we process information and the back and forth, and so much of it is fantastic in terms of being able to have these remote debates and be aware of little brush fires of everything that's going wrong as soon as they're happening. But it also kind of leads to that sort of free-floating sense of impending doom that a lot of us are walking around with. I feel like any chance to kind of like reground yourself in the things that unite us and the things that the basic decency of people on the kind of micro level feels like a good place to start. And so, yeah, that's kind of where that song came from.
Birds of Chicago live at EXT now. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Thanks much.
slam from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not fear the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I have seen American flowers, they will bloom again on the south side of Chicago. Man who's not yet grown went out for a ride, but the car was not his own. Well, he did not see the stop sign or the boy on his skateboard, and now he's lying broken on the ground. Nobody around, he could have drove away, but he put on over to the curb and he ran out where he lay. He used his hoodie for a pillow, so little man, you're gonna be okay. And he waited for the ambulance to come. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. I fear the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I have seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Tender was the night down in the Tenderloin, in an alley off O'Farrell Street, in the neon glow. Finally caught that dragon a mile from Chinatown. She took her wings and eased her body down. She gave a little shudder, but no pain, she felt no pain. And she knew that she was back on home in Morgantown again. She could smell the lady slippers and the wild thimble weeds. Mama, I was just mad, I never meant to leave. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not fear the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Laying rough in Texas, it's the job for someone younger, and so is catching fastballs from your grandson in the sun. But there you are saying, come on kid, let me feel that hummer with your back and hips and knees on fire. You say, come on grandpa, when you gonna let me throw a curve? And you're looking back at it in the sun, and you feel your heart is bursting. Let me keep him from himself and those that mean to hurt him, if that be your will, oh Lord. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not fear the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Northwest Ohio, in the amber waves of grain, in the assembly of crows, there rose the two twin spires beside a golden dome, the Islamic mosque of Greater Toledo. I was flying down the highway when it caught my eye. I was sipping red cream soda I was listening to Johnny Prime, and I saw that golden dome against a pink and purple sky. I was singing, don't let your baby down. I have seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not fear the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I have seen American flowers, they will bloom again.
I'm JT Nero.
I'm Allie Russell. We're from Birds of Chicago. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.